USA Radio News. The House January 6th committee called on the DOJ to prosecute witnesses who declined to cooperate with its investigation this week. But Attorney General Merrick Garland says the only pressure the Justice Department feels is to, quote, do the right thing.
We follow the facts and the law wherever they lead. That's all I can say about the investigation.
The president of Ukraine is pleading with President Biden for specific weapons.
Just give us missiles. Give us airplanes.
Speaking to Fox News, President Zelensky added he believes Biden wants the truth to win and the truth is on the side of Ukraine. Gas prices are edging downward for the third day in a row. Gas prices are below $4 a gallon in 22 states, led by Missouri, where the statewide average is down to $3.76 a gallon. California still the highest prices in the country at $5.88 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Former U.S. Women's National Soccer Team star goalkeeper Hope Solo was arrested after she was found passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle in North Carolina with her two-year-old twins inside. A police report said Solo was arrested in a shopping center parking lot in Winston-Salem, charged with driving while impaired, resisting a public officer, and misdemeanor child abuse. She's been released from jail and has a court date of June 28th. A New York State 15-year-old is in custody after he came to school with a loaded pistol Friday. Officials at Red Jacket High School in Ontario County say a staff member disarmed the student while the school was on lockdown. Ontario County Sheriff Phil Pavero.
The actions of the Red Jacket High School staff to calm and eventually disarm this student were truly heroic.
A bill that would bar Georgia educators from discriminating on the basis of race by promoting divisive concepts in the classroom is headed to the desk of Governor Brian Kemp. The measure, known as the Protect Students First Act, requires the governor's signature to become law. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans held for months by the Taliban have now been released.
The State Department announced Friday an American citizen and his brother, who were detained in Afghanistan since December 18th, have been released and are heading home to the United States via Qatar. Licensed humanitarian aid worker Safi Rauf, the U.S. citizen, and his brother Anis, a British citizen with an American green card, were detained by the Taliban for 105 days. Democrat Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan were among those involved in the release. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Interior Department announced that $420 million will be spent on projects in New Mexico, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa to include construction of water treatment plants, pipeline connections, pump systems, and reservoirs to provide drinking water to rural and tribal communities. Scientists say that region has become much warmer and drier in recent decades, and that climate change will continue to make weather more extreme, wildfires more frequent and destructive, and water supplies less reliable. The Academy is accepting Will Smith's resignation, but says the actor may still face more consequences for his Oscars conduct. David Rubin, president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, said despite Smith's immediate resignation, they're still moving ahead with disciplinary proceedings against him. Smith resigned from the Academy Friday after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars ceremony last week for a joke Rock made about Smith's wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.